朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
今天早晨我要和弟兄姐妹读一段我们不常读的圣经。
This morning I will read to you a portion of scripture which is not so familiar to you.
我们要读哥林多前书第二章第三章。
Please turn your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and 3.
有圣经的请弟兄姐妹翻开圣经。You have the Bible,
open your Bible to chapter 2, 1 Corinthians.
我们从第十节念完第三章第四节。
We'll be reading from verse 10, chapter 2, to verse 4 of chapter 3.
如果弟兄姐妹你仔细地读刚刚所念的几节圣经，
If you read carefully those scriptures we just read,
你可以看见保罗在这里来把哥林多教会分为三类不同的人。
Paul has divided the church of Corinth into three different types of people.
我请你们大家先看第十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
第一种人是属血气的。
The first type of person is a man without a spirit or natural man.
让我们再读第三章第一节。
Then chapter 3 verse 1.
他说：“弟兄们，我从前对你们所说的话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只能把你们当作是肉体的。”
Then, brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly.
让我们再看十四节，十四节说：“然而属血气的人，不领为神的神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能够看透。”
Go back to chapter 2, verse 14. A person without spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but consider them foolishness and cannot understand them because they discern only through the Spirit.
这里有保罗把哥林多教会的人分成为三类。
Paul has divided the people, the church of Corinth, into three different groups.
一类是属血气的。
First of all, the natural man.
一类是属于肉体的。
The worldly man.
一类是属于属灵的。
The spiritual man.
所以你可以看见保罗在这里对哥林多教会讲这些非常重的话。
Here Paul is telling something very important to the church at Corinth.
你不要忘记，哥林多教会是保罗第二次旅行布道的时候，到了哥林多，在那里花了一年零六个月的时间，在那里教导他们。
The Corinthian church is a church that Paul taught for 1.5 years during his second missionary trip.
在哥林多教会整整花了一年零六个月在那里教导他们关于上帝的事情。
Paul spent 1.5 years teaching at the church at Corinth.
圣经也告诉我们说，也就是因为保罗纯纯的在那里教导圣灵的工作，有好多人来归向了耶稣。
Because Paul teaching and through the work of the Spirit, many people believe in Christ.
所以哥林多教会就在那个时候就开始建立起来。
Then Corinthian church become established at that time.
哥林多教会建立起来的时候，你要知道，这不是孙约翰在那里教导，也不是这个许牧师在那里教导，王牧师，那是保罗在那里教导的。
You see, the church was not established taught by Pastor Sun, Pastor Wang, or Pastor Xi, but it was Paul himself teaching at that church.
但是过了若干年以后
，After a few years.
保罗在第三次旅行布道的时候
，During the third missionary trip Paul took，
他来到以弗所
He went to Ephesus.
那你嫁到了以弗所，有人从哥林多教会来告诉保罗关于哥林多教会属灵的情形。
While Paul was Ephesus, some people from Corinthian church came and told him what's happened at the Corinthian church.
所以保罗是非常的难过。
Paul was very sad.
Yeah.有保罗在保哥林多前书里面有一句话，那是说保罗曾经写了第一封信给他们。
In the part that was mentioned, Paul had already written a first epistle to them earlier.
也就是因为保罗听见教会里面的一切乱七八糟的事情，所以他就写了第一封信给他们。
Paul had written to them after he heard that there's a lot of confusion.At Corinthian church.
对，这封信可能丢掉了。
Perhaps that epistle was lost.
因为这个圣经里没有记载。
Because the Bible did not record that letter.
记载就是说我曾经写信给你们过。
Only recorded that Paul had written an epistle to them earlier.
应该来说，哥林多前书第乃是保罗第二封信写给他们。
The First Corinthians actually is a second epistle, second letter Paul wrote to the Corinthian church.
那么这个保罗为什么再写信给哥林多教会呢？
Why Paul had to write the second letter again?
除了关心他们以外，
other than being concerned about them,
为他们祷告以外，
he prayed for them.
他要用神的话来再次教导他们。
He wants to use the word of God to teach them again.
因为这个教会里面充满了人所不敢想象的事情。
Because that church is filled with things people cannot even imagine.
我再说，这不是孙约翰在那里教导。
I repeat, it's not Pastor Johnson was teaching there.
这也不是在许久明牧师在那里教导。
It's not Pastor She was teaching.
哥林多教会是神所重用的，被圣灵充满的保罗所教导他们的。
The Corinthian church was taught.By Paul, a person filled with spirit, used by God.
也就是因为这缘故，
because of this reason,
保罗就写信给他们的时候，他就在第前书二章三章的时候，就把哥林多教会就分成共三类不同的人。
Paul writing in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and chapter 3, he divided the people in the Corinthian church into three different groups.
我敢相信。
I truly believe
古今中外所有的教会
all the churches from ancient times until now
在教会里面都存在这三类不同的人
in all the churches these three types of people exist
在我们教会中
in our church
我敢相信也存在这三类不同的人
I believe these three types of people also exist
所学习的人
theNatural man,
是肉体的人
the worldly man,
是圣灵的人
and the spiritual man.
这弟兄姐妹们，把我们的圣灵经历造成的帮助我们，让我们因着圣灵的检查，看看我们在神的面前是属肉体的呢，是属血气的呢，属血气的呢，还是属灵的？
May the Holy Spirit help us examine ourselves this morning to decide whether we are natural man.Worldly man or spiritual man.
我再说
I repeat.
不是因为在讲台上讲什么
It's not what we speak in the pulpit.
能改变一个人的生命
That cannot change a person's life.
也不能改变一个人的情形
Change a person's personality.
唯有圣灵在我们每一个人的心中才能够改变人从血气的到属肉体的然后到属灵的
Only the Holy Spirit can change us to bring to transform us from natural man to worldly man and then spiritual man.
那么你们为什么你会说了
Then you will say,
说是保罗凭什么标准来定规那么这三类不同的人呢
You would ask, what does Paul use as a standard to categorize these three types of people?
我再说
I repeat,
保罗用什么标准来定规这三类不同的人
？What standard does Paul use to categorize these three types of people?
这 他不是凭口而出的。
It's not something come out his own mouth.
那是有圣灵的根据的。
But there is spiritual evidence.
我告诉各位
，I repeat，
爸爸的主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
也让保罗所立的这个标准，也在我们中间来衡量我们。
We can use the same standard that Paul had used to come and to judge us.
好，我现在让你们大家看一看。
Let's open the Bible again.
现在请我们大家看第二章。
Chapter 2, 1 Corinthians.
第二章就说第一节。
Verse
1. 那上面没有了，我念给你们听。
I'll read to you Chapter
2,
verse 1.
他说：“弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。神的奥秘，听好，神的奥秘。
”Here's Paul says.As it was with me, brothers and sisters, when I came to you, I did not come with eloquence,
but human wisdom, proclaiming
a testimony about God.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又生战惊我说的话讲的道不是用智慧挽回就是说挽回来说服你们的乃是用圣灵和大能的名证叫你们的心不在乎人的智慧乃在乎上帝的大能
I came to you in weakness with great fear and trembling My message and my preaching were notwith wise and persuasive words, but with demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power.
让我们跳到第七节。
Verse 7, we go to.
但是我们讲的，请听好，我们讲的那是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是保罗前面所说的，我宣传的神的奥秘，就是神奥秘的智慧。
We declare God's wisdom a mystery that has been hidden, that God destined for our glory.
那么这神奥秘的智慧是什么呢
This is God's wisdom a mystery.
就是神在万事以前预定是我们的荣耀的。
This mystery has been hidden, that God destined for our glory before time began.
下面一句话很重要啊。
Next sentence, very important.
这是为世，这是为世上的有权有位的人，没有一个人知道的。这个是没有一个人知道上帝的智慧。
None of the rulers of this age understood it, for they had.
上帝的智慧从前是隐藏的。
And this mystery of God is this wisdom is hidden.
没有人能够知道的。
And nobody understood.
现在感谢主，上帝隐藏了智慧，现在向我们显明了。
Praise the Lord, the hidden wisdom of God being revealed to us.
那显明了以后，请你们再看第八节。
Verse 8.
这世上这是智慧，世上的有权有位的人，没有一个人知道。他们若知道，请听，如果他明白上帝那一个隐藏智慧，隐藏了奥秘的智慧的话，那么下面说，他们就不会。把荣耀的主钉在十字架上。
Verse 8, now the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
为什么保罗在这里分这个把哥林多教会的那些的人分成三部分呢？
Why did Paul divide the people in the Corinthian church into three groups?
用什么标准呢？
What standard does he use?
那就是神。奥秘的智慧
That is the hidden wisdom of God.
那是人知道上帝的奥秘的智慧
That people would understand
这个奥秘的智慧
God's hidden wisdom.
本来是隐藏的
And this was hidden in the past.
本来是我们不明白的
Something we do not understand.
现在神到了时候，神把隐藏的智慧就揭开来了
When the time came.God has revealed His wisdom to us.
那亲爱的弟兄姐妹，请听啊，我下面要解释了啊。
I'll explain to you, brothers and sisters.
那个上帝的、上帝奥妙的、奥秘的智慧，忽然之间，这个把这个詹姆啊，就把它慢慢的移动了，把它展开了。
God's wisdom is hidden behind the veil, which now is being opened.
那听起来很奥秘。
It sounds very a mystery.
也是非常神秘的。
It's really mysterious.
但是现在已经打开了。
Now the curtain is open.
上帝把隐藏智慧的这个奥秘的智慧把它打开了。
God has shown the mystery of His wisdom to us.
你看见什么？
What do you see?
上帝的奥秘的智慧是什么？
What is the mystery of His wisdom?
现在请大家一起来看。
Let us read together, look at together.
第七节。
Verse 7.
他说我们所讲的呢是从前所隐藏的神奥秘的智慧，就是什么？神在万事以前预定是我们的荣耀的这一件事情。
The wisdom, the mystery hidden is actually God has destined for our glory before time began.
那这预定的荣耀的事情，但是弟兄姐妹们，下面一句话非常的重要。
The next sentence is very important.
他说这世上的人如果有对不起，这世上那个第八节，那智慧世上有权有位的人，没有一个人知道上帝的奥秘。如果他们知道的话，下面一句话说，就什么，不把荣耀的主钉在十字架。
Verse 8. Now the ruler of this age understood it. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
弟兄姐妹们，这是神在创世以前预备我们得救的一个方法。
God has given us a method before the time had begun, a way of salvation.
那一个隐藏智慧的那一件事情，也是神现在向我们显明了他的恩典，就临到我们。
Hidden wisdom such that God has shown forth, therefore His salvation, His mercy had come upon us.
我请你们大家一起来看。
Let us look together.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
我们所领受的。
What we receive, verse 12.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
Verse 12. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us.
好像我这个讲，我现在讲的话是弟兄姐妹有点混乱。
Maybe if what I've talked about caused confusion to you,
我讲白一点。
I put it plainly.
那个是是那个是一个是是血气的人，是肉体的人，是灵的人，就是以十字架耶稣基督钉在十字架上的这一个标准来划分。
The standard to divide natural man, worldly man, or spiritual man is by the fact that Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
得到神的荣耀。
The reason we receive God's glory.
我们所以得到那个将来的荣耀。
The way we receive future glory.
我们所以能够得到上帝的恩典，就开恩的事情。
The reason we receive God's grace.
让我们蒙恩得救。
So that we receive salvation.
让我们从死里出来。
So we've come out from death.
从黑暗中进到光明的国
度。We go from darkness into light.
让我们成为神的儿女。
We become children of God.
那是神向我们开恩的事情。
This is God has shown His grace to us.
从前我们不知道了。
Before we did not know.
从前是隐秘了。
It was hidden before.
在万事以前，上帝已经预备好这个隐秘的事情，但是我们看不见。
And this was hidden to us. We do not see before.
我们不明白。
We do not understand.
我们不领会。
We could not
discern. 什么时候我们才知道？
What time do we understand?
那就是耶稣基督和他。
Then we understood from the fact Jesus Christ and His crucifixion.
在两千年，一千九百多年，两千年的时候
，over 2,000 years ago，
耶稣基督为我们被挂在十字架。
Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross for us.
他是无罪的，代替了我们有罪的人。
He was without sin, but He took our sin away.
耶稣基督到这个世界上来，被钉在十字架上。
He was crucified on the cross.
其目的就是要将救赎的恩典领到凡是信靠他的人。
Then His purpose was give his salvation to those who believe in him.
耶稣基督钉在十字架上。
Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
那是说无罪的代替我们有罪的人。
The person without sin has taken away our sins.
耶稣基督钉在十字架上。
Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
那是使我们的罪得到赦免。
So our sins are forgiven.
使我们与上帝和好。
So we become reconciled to God.
让我们有新的生命。
So we have new life.
神带领我们因这十字架能够进到一个荣耀、永远荣耀的道路。
God through the cross led us into eternal way.
所以弟兄姐妹，请记得。
Brothers and sisters, please remember.
在教会里面，神的国度里头所分的不是人的智慧。
In the church, we do not divide people by our human wisdom.Or one's education.
那是以耶稣基督，基督耶稣被钉在十字架上这件事情为标准。
Then the fact that Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, that is our standard.
所以保罗前面怎么说呢
？So Paul says.
他说我，他说他第二章第一节说，我到你们中间没有用高言大智。
He says, when I came to you, I did not use eloquence and high wisdom.
没有用高言大智来宣传上帝的奥秘。
I did not use eloquence or human wisdom.
什么是上帝的奥秘啊？
The testimony or the mystery of God.
第二节说，我定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，因只知道耶稣基督，并他什么？
In verse 2, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
耶稣基督钉十字架来划分我们中间是血气的，是肉体的，或者是属灵的。
The fact Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross would divide us into natural man, worldly man, or spiritual man.
你是属于哪一类的人？
Which group do we belong to?
不管你在教会里多久。
Doesn't matter how long you've been a church.
不管你上了多少的主日学课。
Doesn't matter how long you've been attending Sunday school.
不管你曾经在东海圣将士或者这些学校读过书，中原啊，中原大学。
It doesn't matter where you receive your education.
不管你在教会里受过洗没有受过浸。
Whether you've been baptized in church or not.
在乎你对上帝的奥秘、开恩的事情、隐藏的事情、十字架。你认识多少
The mystery is that when God has opened His grace, how much do you know about the cross?
今天我们所以成为何等样的人，完全是上帝的恩典。
The type of person we become is completely due to God's grace.
上帝的恩典是借着我们主耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
God's grace comes from Jesus Christ and Him.Crucified.
所以我请弟兄姐妹大家唱这首诗歌。
So let us sing this hymn here.
十字架，十字架。
Talk about the cross.
会不会唱
？Near the cross.
啊，不仅是会唱，我们要大声唱。
Not only we should sing, we should sing loudly.
我们要随时地在那里唱出这首诗歌，因为唯有十字架让我们成为何等样的人。
Only cross made us to be a different type of person.
我再说
，I repeat，
不是光光十字架，不是 not only the，
不光是 not only the cross，
是耶稣基督钉在十字架。
It is Jesus Christ who was crucified on the cross。
有很多十字架
，the many crosses。
没有耶稣，没有耶稣被钉过的话，有什么用处啊
？If Jesus Christ was not crucified on the cross，
对不对
？Then it's useless。
你说对不对啊
？Is that right？
还多十字架。
There are many crosses.
有三个十字架，那个时候钉在那里。
There are three crosses.
有两个是强盗钉的，钉在那里。
Two of them were robbers.
有没有用？对我们一点没关系。
Absolutely useless to us.
也就是有一个关系，就告诉我们是警惕我们。如果我们做强盗的话，将来要钉十字架的。
One of them said, "I deserve because I've been the robber."
但是当中的这位耶稣基督钉在十字架上。
But then, when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross,
我听见他第一句话说
，He only said one sentence,
赦免他们。
God, Father, save them.
弟兄姐妹们，我们都是应该该死的。
We all ought to die.
我们都是罪人。
We're all sinners.
我们所做的事情都是发是上帝发怒的。
All the things we did
caused
God's anger. We ought to be punished by God.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
耶稣被钉在十字架说，父啊，赦免他们。
Jesus on the cross, Jesus said, God forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
What they've done, they do not know.
耶稣啊，赦免他们。
Jesus said, save them, forgive them.
耶稣说，上帝说，我为什么要赦免他们？
God says, why do I have to forgive them?
他们这一帮人是该死的。
These people ought to die.
下地狱的。
They should go to hell.
永远在地狱的火屋里在那烧着。
You should forever burn in the fire in hell. Why should I say forgive them?
耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们。
Jesus said, Father, forgive them.
你看我为什么钉在十字架
上。See, why am I crucified?
我就是代替他们的罪。
I am crucified for their sins.
他们是应该死的。
They ought to die.
但是我为他们死了。
But I die for them.
哥林多后书第五章二十一节怎么说？
1 Corinthians chapter 5, 21 says,
那无罪的耶稣代替了我们有罪的人被钉在十字架受了受
罪。While we sinless had taken the burden of our sin and was crucified on the cross for us.
弟兄姐妹，十字架。
十
字架，耶稣基督并他的十字架是我们的荣耀。
Jesus Christ and His cross is our glory.
我用很短的时间来把这三类不同的人分析一下。
I would analyze with a short time three types of people.
这个分析，这个标准不是我定的，那是保罗所定的。
Not the standard I set, but it was set by Paul.
我请你们大家打开圣经。
Let's open your Bible.
用神的话来光照我们自己。
May the word of God shed light to us.
第一种人。
The first type of person.
那就是对上帝向我们开恩的事情。
Then that is to the grace that God has shown to us.
那是耶稣基督为了我们的罪被钉在十字架上这一件事情。
That is this matter about Jesus Christ who was crucified on the cross for us.
如果你去看这个第一章后面的话，
You read the latter portion of chapter 1.
那一些在世上有智慧、有聪明、有强壮的、有觉得自己了不起的人，对十字架怎么看法呢？
How the people who are wise in the world who feel they're strong, how do they look at the cross?
他们把十字架、耶稣基督钉在十字架上，是成为我们的救恩的这件事情，看为愚拙的。
These people look at the fact that Jesus Christ was on the cross.A salvation to us. They think this is foolishness. They think it's also impossible.
不可能，这位耶稣在两千年被在钉在十字架上，舍身流血。我们相信他，我们的罪能够得到赦免，我们能够与上帝和好，我们就能够到进到那个永生的道路。这怎么可能呢？
People think this is impossible. It's foolishness that Jesus Christ died for us, saved us, and we can enter into eternity.
所以你可以看见第十八第一章第十八节。
Chapter one.
他说第一章十八节说，因为十字架的道路在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能啊。
In verse 18 of chapter 1 it says, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us being saved is the power of God.
我们在那里宣讲十字架的大能，能拯救人，能够改变人，能把我们进到一个永生的道路。
We proclaim the power of the cross that can change us, save us, lead us into
那些是血气的人，
to those who are natural men,
他是感觉到 that's a stupid thing.
They think it's foolishness and stupid.
It's impossible.
不可能的事。
你说对不对呢？
You think that is right?
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作帮助你不断在主里更新生命。